Well, this is one of those rare opportunities on WKOK Sunrise. We get to talk to two experts. We're going to introduce another individual. Steve, if you want to lean into the microphone there, we'll chit-chat with you right now. Steve Beede is back. He's been keeping us so up to date for the past 2 years about the things happening in Lewisburg. He's the grant manager up at Lewisburg, and it's really been critically important to make sure that all of the Hufnagel Park improvements and the playground and the parking lot and the rail trail and the restroom and, am I forgetting something, the floodplain work, all of that takes place. So thanks for coming in, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you much for coming in. I really do appreciate it. Let's start at the beginning to review for our audience, if they haven't been paying attention to some of the improvements that have happened lately, sort of rundown what's happened sort of over the past, 3 years in Lewisburg.
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago we reopened Kidsburg and the southern section of Hufnagel Park. So that includes a new shared-use path down towards the Bucknell's campus, includes new restrooms at Hufnagel Park, brand-new playground courtesy of Play World, and Nature Play in the back of the Kidsburg Playground, which is a new type of playground I've talked in the past, and then lastly, a floodplain restoration project that is looking, despite the dryness, is looking really nice with lots of flowers.
Well, and you can, the flowers you put there are native plants, thusly drought resistant, so they're, right. You know, this dry spell is fine with them, and the creek is, a couple inches deep, so kids can definitely
yes.
play in it. So, and kids playing in the creek is part
yes.
of the plan to connect
yes.
kids to water?
Yeah, so we mowed a few paths through the floodplain meadow, and, when I walk to work or walk home after work, I see plenty of people, especially on the weekends, down in the creek. And the creek bed was redone with smooth river stone instead of the jagged, sharp limestone that was in there previous. So, wear a pair of shoes into the stream, but it's certainly safe to do.
Right, yeah, water shoes or sneakers, just canvas sneakers, if you can still, do they still make those anywhere? the one set of sneakers are that way. So, okay, so, and this is one of the improvements that's taken place up there. So now the park project is complete. Is there anything left to do on site? There.
There's a few punch list items, so you'll see just little bits of work going on from now into the fall. And we have some warranty items on, this dry weather has been tough on the new trees and shrubs, so we'll see some replacements go on later in the fall when the weather's suitable.
All right. You can't go down there watering everything every day. That's sort of unsustainable for the borough. And the new playground equipment.
Oh, it has been a big hit. I mean, it's so wonderful to see so many kids out and just out there playing, and rave reviews. Everybody loves it.
Right, so fantastic donation there. So you thank everybody there. You have a number of other projects. I think of the sirens and the emergency notification systems. Give us an update on those, if you would.
Yeah, so there's a few things going on. The sirens will be going out to bid later in July, and we'll have that installed in the fall. And then more immediate, the borough will be starting a planning process for Lewisburg Landing. That's the boat launch at the end of St. George Street. And to go through a planning process to understand how we need to improve that, add amenities, make the river more accessible to folks with kayaks and canoes and such. And emergency access.
So describe how that can look and precisely where it will go.
Well, it will be the end of St. George Street, and we're working with a local property owner down there to have land donated for this project. And that assumes, this planning process goes well. And, I have no preconceived notions of what this will look like.
Okay.
We have some limitations because we're in the floodway and permitting and regulatory requirements. However, right now, it's just a kind of a gravelly, muddy mess down there. and we seek to improve that.
Okay, so yeah, I've pulled out there, and nobody gets out there without getting muddy and full of weed spores or whatever, you know, seeds and pollen and all that sort of thing. So yeah, if you can improve that, well, plus you're launching there the Lewisburg the kayaks are there for folks to rent.
That's
so those are present there. Other future projects. You're always thinking big in Lewisburg, so tell us what else.
So, and I might have hinted towards this in the past, you know, Lewisburg being a river town, we'll be embarking on a flood mitigation study. We'll be selecting our engineer this month. And so by September, October, you should be hearing more about that process, and there'll be some public input sessions and so forth. And the purpose of the flood mitigation is for our residents and business owners to really understand what it means to live in a river town. And, you know, we had Agnes 50 years ago, that flood, and many people don't live in, are no longer in Lewisburg that experience that type of flooding. And it's important for folks to understand, you know, exactly what it means to their property and so forth.
Right, so you have to make sure they're aware that an Agnes-sized flood, which folks that are in the know tell us this is something that will happen. It's not a bizarre possibility. It's it's just a matter of time. And folks say, well, I know I'll get flooded. What does, just without really getting into what Lewisburg may do in the future, what does wise flood mitigation entail for residents and communities?
A lot of it is, this study will be more about data gathering. So we'll be obtaining the first floor elevations of every home, and that will help us better understand the level of flooding in folks' homes and businesses. So that's important. And then from the borough's point of view, you know, we need this data. We need to understand how to recover. How we recovered in 1972 is not how we'll recover in 2022.
Okay, so this is a opportunity for folks to really make sure that they examine what these higher floods can do, make sure they're prepared. But there's a lot. There's a way to be so prepared that it's really not as big a deal in a home.
Well, that's true. So, for instance, electrical and mechanical equipment should be moved out of the basements. We have an ordinance now that actually requires it if you're replacing your systems. So we'll be going through an educational process on that. And that started last year. But as time goes on, more and more folks will need to upgrade their mechanicals and electricals. And so it's finding it and placing it where it's out of the way.
Yeah, out of the floodplain. All right, additional topics to talk about. Boy, you got an open mic here. I'm so glad we could add you on today. And just sort of walk us through what else.
Yeah, I got the next big thing, which actually starts today, is we have a St. Anthony Street Drainage Improvement Project. And that's occurring from Buffalo Creek down near North Water Street up to North Front Street. So there'll definitely be traffic problems in that area, and that's a busy area. A lot of people use North Water and St. Anthony Street to scoot out to Route 15 or out 192, bypassing Market Street. So it's going to be a tough go, and that project will last mostly the month of July. So I just warn you know, folks who use that area regularly, they might want to choose an alternate route.
Well, bad news for folks that want to use Water Street. I guess, what would you say, good news for Catherman's, more passerbys will say, oh, my gosh,
that's exactly right.
You know, so
for sure.
Good news for them. Anything else additionally? Yeah, thanks for that heads up.
And then lastly, the borough is seeking funding for a new project at Huffnagle Park, and that is what we're calling the Huffnagle Park Outdoor Social Gathering Event Venue. That's a mouthful. But essentially what that will be is a reimagining of the central part of Huffnagle Park between Market Street and St. Louis, and mainly the replacement and enlargement of the current gazebo amphitheater area. And then also improving handicap accessibility, putting in some floodplain features and other environmental benefits and so forth. So taking on what we did south of St. Louis Street and bringing a lot of those aspects and new ones into another section of the park.
Wow, fantastic. Well, that would be exciting. Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah, you think of, folks may think Hoofnagle Park is probably as good as it can be now, but I'm glad you're thinking big and thinking, well, guess what? Look where your crowds go. Look how you have to have concerts, I guess, would be one way to think about it, and maybe there's improvements there. And folks are also saying, hey, how about some shade trees and some other activities near the piers? And you guys think big and sort of have this vision. Well, you got an open mic for another moment. Anything else to
add? Yeah, well, and related to the Hoofnagle Park outdoor venue, we do have a public meeting, which is on Ring Central, which is similar to Zoom, and that's Monday, July 11th at 2 p.m. So if you need that link and sign up for that Zoom meeting, you can call the borough office, you can call CEDACOG's offices, and then we have multiple postings around town advertising. So we'd love the public support for this project, and it'll be good for Lewisburg and the region.
Fantastic. Well, let me say something quick here. Thank you for all you're doing. I mean, this is 24/7 for you. I know you're clackety-clacking emails late at night because I get some of them, which I'm glad to receive. But really, thank you for this, and thanks for all you are doing. And you and Taylor, much, much appreciated.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And most importantly is I'll be on the train at 10 a.m. Saturday for
my
birthday.
Oh, you're going. Good for you. Well, yeah. Are you into these rare miles the rail fans ride on? They want to try to cover as many passenger miles as can be done.
If I had the time to do it, I would. I love railroads.
Well, fantastic. Good. Yeah, and there are occasionally passenger rail line rides in Lewisburg, so you get to do that while you're up there. Thank you so much, Steve. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Steve Beattie's the grants manager in Lewisburg.